Lying in a hospital bed, a dying man began to flail about and make motions as if he would like to speak. The priest, keeping watch at the side of his bed, leaned quietly over and asked, "Do you have something you would like to say?" The man nodded to the affirmative, and the priest handed him a pad and pen. The priest said, "I know you can't speak, but write a note and I will give it to your wife. She's waiting just outside." Gathering his last bit of strength, the man scrawled his message on the pad and stuffed it into the priest's hands. Moments later, the man died. After administering the last rites, the priest left to break the sad news to the wife. After consoling her, the priest handed her the note. "Here are your husband's last words. He wrote them just for you." The wife tearfully opened the note, which read, "Get off my oxygen hose." It made me laugh because my father, in his last years, suffered from emphysema, and he was on oxygen 24/7 for the last 3 years. And he was only in his early 60s, 62, 63, when he started wearing oxygen. And constantly up at the cottage, my mother would be walking and standing there talking to my father, and he would say, "Get off my oxygen hose." And then she'd be standing there smoking, and "You're gonna blow us up." Anyway, that joke made me think of my father. But I think most of us have wondered about the time of our departure from this earth. And we wonder if our life has mattered, if we have made a difference. And that is a question that the movie The Five People You Meet in Heaven, based on the book by Mitch Albom, attempts to answer in, I think, a very thought-provoking way. Movies can do that. I've often wondered that if Jesus, or if any of the great spiritual messengers who came from God to share their messages with us, were to come today, how would they convey their message? I have thought that the best way for them to reach as many people as possible, to touch as many lives, would be through cinema. Movies have the power to move us, to draw us into another reality, to touch us in such an intimate way that they help to transform our lives, to offer us insights and a new perspective on life. And so in this way, they can serve as sacred texts for us to ponder. So for the month of January, we will be looking at 4 different movies and then watch them together after the service. As our scripture this morning reminds us, there is great purposefulness in each of our lives. That while our lives sometimes may feel random or even ineffectual, there is a sense of destiny in our lives. I often wonder that when Jesus was nailed and left hanging on the cross, and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" that in that moment, he felt like, what was the point of this? That he wondered, am I dying like a failure, like a common criminal at the hands of the Romans? Am I dying like 2,000 other people have died this year in an execution by the Roman government? So I think even Jesus wondered if he was accomplishing anything by his life. Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered, what am I here for? What am I going through this? Especially when you're going through a difficult time, going, what is the point of this? Our scripture is kind of pointing the way that there is some hope in that. That our scripture begins on the 8th day of Jesus' life, when Mary and Joseph come to the temple to have the infant Jesus circumcised. as part of the Jewish tradition, and to dedicate this new life that has come to birth to the glory of God, just as we do every time we baptize a child. While Mary and Joseph and the babe are in the temple, two very elderly people who have dedicated their life to God approach them, a man named Simeon and a woman named Anna, are both there to receive the child and to serve as witness that there is a great purposefulness to Jesus' life, that he has a destiny to fulfill, that he is called to be a healing and a help to his people, that he is to bring illumination and revelation and understanding, to reveal the purposes of God, to be a light. Simeon and Anna, two devout people who have dedicated their own lives, are also in some ways bound up with Jesus' purpose. They have been praying and waiting for a long time in the temple for God to send a sign of hope to address the chaos in their world. And both Simeon and Anna play a significant role in the life of the young parents, Mary and Joseph, as well. These two older adults become mentors just for a moment. They give Mary and Joseph some insight into what it means to be parents and in what hope lies in this child. They help to illuminate and bring understanding to these young parents about their child's destiny, cautioning them that while he may bring a light to the nations, there will be something about his life that will also pierce their own hearts, their own souls, and cause deep grief. And isn't that true for all of our lives? Are not each of our lives full of both suffering that pierces the soul and illumination? And do we not need other people in our lives who can see our life with more clarity than we might have, to help us see the meaning in our lives, a meaning that perhaps we can't see for ourselves? In our movie, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, have people read the book? Some of you have read the book. Have any of you seen the movie? It's a wonderful movie. And the movie opens with the 83rd birthday of Eddie. But we find out from the outset of the movie, this will also be the last day of his life, that he will die on his birthday. But it begins as a standard day for Eddie, who has never retired, didn't take early retirement, but he's still working as a maintenance repair guy at an amusement park. And he's killed in a terrible accident trying to save the life of a little girl when one of the rides collapses. And it is when he arrives in heaven, a heaven that he did not expect, that he meets five different people from his life, some he had never even met before, who each have something to teach him about the meaning and purposefulness of what his life was all about. And it's important for Eddie because it would appear to him that he was a nobody, because that's what his father told him. Life was full of nobodies and somebodies, and they were nobodies. One of those invisible people you never notice, a maintenance guy at an oceanside amusement park called Ruby Pier. While he had great hopes and dreams for his life when he was a young man, of getting out of his troubled family and away from his alcoholic and abusive father to go to school and become an engineer, All of his dreams are shattered after he returns from World War II with a leg injury. And he returns to his life traumatized by his prisoner of war experience in the Philippines. And then after his father dies, Eddie ends up never leaving Ruby Pier, but taking over his father's responsibilities as a maintenance guy, looking after his mother, and living the same seemingly insignificant life as his father, even living in the same house his parents lived in with his wife that he met at the amusement park. So Eddie dies on that day, on his 83rd birthday, feeling like he was a great failure and they never accomplished anything in his life. And then when he dies, heaven is not what he expected at all, but a place where he is to encounter five different people who have predeceased him and have been waiting to talk with him. Why? Because his life story intersected with their own story. And that each of them have something to teach him about the purposefulness of his life. They are there to be a light in his death and to bring him deeper understanding about the meaning of his life. And he discovers different lesson from each encounter. First, he meets one of the people used to come to stare at in the freak show at the amusement park. A man who had been turned blue, who was an oddity, and no one ever really knew. He learns about the man behind the appearance who teaches him the lesson that we are all connected, that strangers are just family we haven't met yet. He also meets the captain of his battalion when he was at war, who teaches him about the importance of sacrifice. He meets Ruby, the namesake of the amusement park, Ruby Pier, who teaches him about his father and the importance of forgiveness and the history behind the amusement park. Eddie meets his wife, who died years earlier from a brain tumor, who reminds him of the eternal nature of great love. And then he finally meets a little girl who teaches him what the purpose of his life has been, that his life has contained greater purpose than he could imagine. We're going to watch a clip from the movie, The Five People You Meet in Heaven. The person is the second person that Eddie meets, the captain of his battalion. I need to set up this scene. So before this scene opens, Eddie and his captain and a few of his other battalion members have been captured and they're prisoners of war in the Philippines. And then they manage to liberate themselves, and I won't give that away how they do that. And when they're liberated, they kind of all go a little bit mad. And Eddie has just taken fire and burned down the camp. And before he thinks he sees somebody in one of the houses, and because they're afraid that he's going to go in there and burn up and become a victim of the own fire that they have created, the captain of his battalion shoots him in the leg to stop him. And then they rescue him. And just before this scene, he's found out that two things. He's found out that it was the captain who shot him in the leg and ruined his life. And number two, that the captain, because he was so out of it, that the captain put his foot on a mine and blew up. He never made it home. So he meets the captain to learn the importance of his lesson.
I don't remember none of this. figure what was left of me landed in about 1,000 places, including here.
This is where you're buried.
Well, that's a fancy way of saying it, but yeah, this was my funeral.
Smitty Morton, I never saw them at the hospital. When I got home, I didn't open mail, I didn't ask questions, I just wanted to forget. You've been here all this time?
Waiting for you.
That's what the blue man said.
Well, he was too. But he had something to teach you. Now he's moved on. And I'm fixing to do the same.
So? What are you here to
do? Sacrifice. I made one. You made one. But you had the wrong idea about yours. You got angry. Kept thinking about what you lost. You didn't get it. Sacrifice ain't something to be ashamed of. It's something to be proud of. People stop sacrificing for one another, they lose what makes them human. It's the noblest thing we do.
You lost everything.
Well, that's the thing about sacrifice. Sometimes when you think you're losing something, you're really just passing it on to someone else. About the leg. That's what I was waiting for.
Captain.
Yeah?
Why this place? I mean, you can choose anywhere to wait, right?
Well, I died knowing almost nothing but war. To see what the world looked like before we started killing each other. Before war.
But this is war.
Our eyes ain't the same, soldier. This is what I see. By the way, I don't smoke. That was all in your eyes, too. Who smokes in heaven? This is yours. Well, good luck.
Wait, the little girl at the pier, did I save her? I can't remember. I only felt her hands, little hands. Just want to know what's more.
I can't tell you. But someone can.
Want to stay and watch it now, don't you? The captain has been a light of insight for Eddie, teaching him about the importance of sacrifices that we make in our lives for the sake of others. This is a theme that runs throughout Jesus' life also. In fact, I discovered that the same themes and lessons that run throughout Eddie's life are the same as Jesus' life and teachings. The lesson, oneness, we're all one. Sacrifice. Sometimes we have to make them for the sake of another. Forgiveness. We aren't free until we have freed another. Love. It is eternal and never ends. Salvation. Our life is about saving and helping and healing others. Each of the five people Eddie meets in heaven teach him these five lessons. And they remind him that he has been a somebody, that his life has meant something, that lessons have been learned and lives have been touched and saved because of him. I invite you to go home today and think about who would your five people in heaven be? And what would they teach you and reflect back to you about your life? You and I have had the privilege of living this life and learning great lessons from it. May we continue our lives until the day of our ending, which, as the narrator reminds us, is simply our beginning. And we too, like Eddie, find ourselves in heaven and meet those who illuminate for us the purpose of our lives. But until that time, may we, like Jesus, seek to be a light unto this world. May it be so. Amen.